listen to this episode before you try and create a digital product, before you try and sell one, before you quit your business, before anything. This one's going to be an important one. Stay with me for a second and I will show you why. What's up, magical human? Hey, if you're like me and you want to create a bigger impact on the world, why not share your knowledge and talents with others? Welcome to the podcast where I share marketing strategies, product creation tips, and real life stories of how women all over the world are using their knowledge and creativity to build a life and business they love on their terms. I'll share with you over a decade of knowledge and show you how you can take what you already know and do and package it into a digital product like a course, membership site, or digital download that sells globally. I'm Amy Jo, and you're listening to the Digital Magic Podcast. You are listening to this podcast because you probably want to create and sell stuff online. And maybe, probably it is digital products, even digital services that you want to create and share with the world, right? That is why you found me. That is what you were searching for. And here we are. So welcome. Thank you for listening. Now, before we hop into the meat and potatoes of this episode, I want to read you something really quick. And this is an email that I sent to my email list yesterday, and it's gotten a lot of responses. And I wanted to read it to you today, just in case you're not on my email list. And if you're not, you can get on there right now and I will give you something for free. You can go to herownmagic.com/65 and you can download my mega list of 65 digital products that you can create and sell online. It's going to give you tons of ideas of things that you can create, probably ones that you have never thought of before. It is awesome. And the reviews from that thing are awesome. So if you don't have it yet, go get it. And then you will be on my email list and you'll be able to get emails like this one and other cool stuff, of course. But I really love this one. It's gotten a lot of feedback from people saying, I totally needed this. I really feel this. Thank you for this. So I wanted to read it to you on the podcast today, and then we're going to talk about it. All right, here we go. You're going to be Meg, okay? Just pretend that that is your name right now, and I'm talking straight to you. It says, hi, Meg. I'm just going to be straight with you. Every online business owner that I know has shed countless tears over their online business, me included. In fact, the mastermind I'm in, I'm pretty sure we've all cried at some point over our business when we were on the call sitting in the hot seat. There were times not long ago I actually considered selling my business, and I bet if you asked around to business owners that you know, they've had hard times and hard lessons that they have had to learn. Where everything feels like it's too much or like you have no idea what you're doing or how you're going to make your next dollar. And then you log on to social media and every which way you turn, you're blasted with posts about work harder, you're not doing enough, and everyone's hitting their million-dollar goals but you. Ugh, it's a lot, right? And so all the doubts start flooding in about yourself, your product, your goals, everything. And I want you to remember the twinkle. That twinkle that reminds you of why you keep going and the twinkle that excites you and brings you back to why you started in the first place. It was months in my business before I made my first one-on-one consulting sale. It was over 18 months before I made my first digital product sale. There were times in my business where my business bank account was $4.13. But the twinkle keeps me going, and they have kept me going. And so if you haven't made your first sale yet, or you haven't made your first dollar, or you're just getting started, or you're in the messy middle of everything, I want you to remember the twinkle. And remember that this does not happen overnight, no matter what the influencers say. You have to keep pushing through the $0 days to get to the paydays. You got this, Meg, Amy. And the feedback from that email that I have received over and over is, I needed this so much. And I've talked to, actually had a few calls with people yesterday who are just feeling kind of defeated because they get on Instagram, they get online, and they're seeing these people who are like, I made my first digital product and my first sale within like 12 seconds and la 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 la. And you've been trying for weeks or months and you still haven't made your first sale, and it can feel so defeating. And I want to remind you that every single post that you see like that, there's been months, if not years, before that, before those overnight successes, that these people were probably crying. And they were in the messy middle and they were learning. And a lot of people don't talk about this. So I wanted to talk about that today and ways to help you get through that messy middle, if that's what you're in, or the messy beginning, and just boost your confidence about what you're creating and where you're going. So today we're talking about how to make your first digital product sale. And again, it doesn't matter if you're in the messy middle, if you're just starting out, if you've made some sales, but then they've kind of trickled off. We're going to talk about this. And I want to tell you, back in that email that I was just reading to you, where it took me so long to land that first client and it took me so long to make that first digital product sale. If I would have given up and if I would have stopped what I was doing, stopped talking about it, stopped promoting myself, I would have landed back in the job that I didn't like. I would have never gotten to see that light at the end of the tunnel. I would have never felt the pride in myself for sticking with it and continuing on. I would have never hit my first $4,000 day. I would have, there were so many things I never would have achieved if I would have quit, okay? So if you're feeling like quitting or, you know, any of that, I hope this is going to be encouraging for you. Do not quit. You got this. Keep going. Keep learning. It's all a learning process. I learn new stuff every single day. I have a Voxer, which is a free app that you can get, and I Voxer one of my business friends all the time, and we talk about different things that we're learning and strategies that we want to try and ways that different pages are designed. It's just, it's so fun. The point of this is it's a constant learning game. You will never know everything. You will never probably be the best of the best of the best because that's almost impossible to achieve. You have to be your best. So I'm going to give you three strategies that can help you make your first or next digital product sale, okay? Also, thank you for staying with me through my nasals and my cough or whatever is happening. Whatever's happening to me over here, thank you for staying and still listening. All right. Number one, you actually have to talk about what you're selling. And you have to do this in a way that's either public or a way that you control. And I'm saying this because I personally, if you are, let's see, what even day is it? It's December 13th of 2023. I'm not super huge on Instagram. I've told some of you guys this. I've told my audience this, that I pulled everything off of Instagram because I had a really creepy experience that happened to me about someone who I did not know, found me in person, came up to me, said some really creepy things, and it really freaked me out. And the only thing that I can think of is that they found me online. And so it really weirded me out. It's just something I have to work through, and I will get through it at some point, but I'm not there yet to show up in the way that I used to. I have to show up in a different way that makes me feel comfortable. And so one of the ways that I'm showing up is in ways that are comfortable for me, which is through podcasting, which I really love talking to you all. I've had so many comments and feedbacks on my shows, so thank you for listening. So this is one way that I really like to show up. And another way is through my email list. And so a lot of people say, like, I don't see you, you know, you're posting selfies and all this stuff on Instagram anymore. What's up? Well, this is why. Just being open and honest with you, this is why. I'm struggling in that department currently, and I'm trying to figure out a system that's going to work for me that makes me feel comfortable to show up in that way again. So in order to continue making sales, since I have, you know, kind of taken a personal step back from social media like that, in order for me to keep making sales, I have to get creative. And the way that I have been able to do that is to make sure that I am growing my email list, that I'm showing up and selling in my email list, telling people what I'm creating about, you know, different products, if I'm in bundles, if I'm in summits, which brings me to the second way, is by doing bundles and summits and collaboration events and speaking events, like showing up in people's Facebook groups, showing up on people's podcasts, showing up, you know, in front of other people's audiences in a way that feels comfortable for me. I love speaking on stages. I've done stage speaking events, which I really love. But I have to do it in a way that feels comfortable for me. And if you're not doing that, it's probably because you don't feel comfortable in some way. And so your, I guess, homework for tonight is to figure out how you can show up and start talking about your thing, your product, your service, whatever it is that you're wanting to sell. How can you do this in a way that feels comfortable for you, where you can keep showing up, you can keep sharing value with your people and feel comfortable and confident about it? That is what you have to figure out. So I know, and I hear a lot from those of you who listen to my show or who are in my circle, that you want to, you know, have a way that you can sell where you don't have to show your face, where you can kind of be in a place that makes you feel comfortable. And it feels like everyone and their brother online is so comfortable out there in the world and in that space. And here's what I see, or how I feel about this. Here's how I feel. So when we get on social media and we're scrolling, we're like, man, everyone is showing up, like, they're doing such an amazing job, like, they're so open, they're so confident, they're so this, they're so that, it makes us feel inferior and less than, and we are not. And when we do feel like that, we end up sitting on stuff that we could be creating and putting out there, and we sit on it, and nothing ever happens, and the world doesn't get to see the things that we can create and we can put out there, and that is a bummer. And so let this be your sign to sit down and figure out a strategy that's going to work for you and a system that's going to work for you that can help you show up and share your gifts in a way that makes you feel comfortable, okay? So that is my two cents. But that is number one, is you got to start talking about your thing. You got to find a way that you can show up in front of an audience and start talking about your thing in a way that feels very comfortable and natural and makes and like boosts your confidence instead of takes it lower, okay? And you want to talk and talk and talk. You want to get loud about your product or service. You want to actually talk about it. A lot of people will sit on their things. They'll see something like here and there. They'll do a little thing, and then they don't talk about it ever again. They're like, well, no one bought it that first time, so I guess no one cares. Let me tell you, I have done weeks and like days and weeks and even months talking about something, and it's towards the end where I'm like, man, I keep talking about this thing. Do people even care about this? And that's when I start making sales. So it almost has to feel annoying to you to be like, man, I keep talking about this thing. But you have to remember the algorithm. And you have to remember that most people aren't going to see the first couple sales or the first couple sales messages or the way that you're talking about your product because there's so much going out online at the same time. So do not feel like you're annoying anybody. Don't feel like it's too much. You got this, okay? That is number one, talk, talk, talk. Number two, if you do not have an email list yet, do it. I have talked about building the email list on this podcast multiple times, but I know it can be like, what tech do I use? How do I even do this? How do we get started? What's happening? You do not have to be stuck to any piece of tech forever. You can always bounce from one to the other, whatever. I myself have tried lots of different programs and softwares. My clients use a lot of different things, so I know a lot of the back end of stuff. So if you want to get started easily, make it super simple, try MailerLite. It's free to get started. You can set up a landing page through it. You can start collecting email addresses. You can set up automations. It's very easy to get started. And that is what you are looking for when you're starting out. And when you're starting to grow an email list, something that is easy for you, that's not going to keep you stuck because you're frustrated with technology or all the tech pieces. You can start there. You can create that landing page and start directing your traffic to start building that email list. You can have people subscribe. Ideally, you're going to give them something for free, a PDF, a video, you know, something. You're going to give them a little something, something like, hey, thanks for subscribing. Here's your free thing, right? So you're going to start building this email list even before you ever have a product, even before you start selling services, before. Don't wait until you're like, okay, now I have this product. Let's build an email list. No, start it yesterday, ASAP, because you're going to want this list when it comes to launch time and when you're ready to start putting stuff out there and asking for sales, okay? So that is number two. If you need help with building an email list, like additional help, or you want someone to give you templates of what to say to people once they subscribe to your email list, I want to introduce you to Liz Wilcox. I'll put a link in the description of this podcast where you can check her out. She has a $9 a month email subscription, and she gives you all the templates, all the sequences, all the, you know, email marketing help that you could ask for. So I'll link that below in the show notes of this, but it's super, super, super helpful. And it's so important to focus on this email list. This is going to be like your business baby from now until forever. Okay. This is something that you always want to keep at the forefront of your mind. I have grown my email list to thousands and thousands of people because of collaborations that I've done, because of bundles, because of Pinterest. Back when I was super big on Pinterest, I did a lot of Pinterest marketing, which was awesome. I got a lot of people on my email list. Do it. Build your list. Number three, focus on one publishing platform. And I know you're going to want to be on everything all the time to, like, get the reach as big as possible. But I want you to focus on one. So maybe this is Instagram, maybe it's having a podcast, maybe it's whatever. You're going to pick one. You're going to get real consistent with it. You're going to get really good about showing up in a way that feels comfortable for you. You're going to get really good about directing people onto your email list and eventually talking about whatever product or service you are wanting to offer. You're going to do this consistently. You're going to build your confidence in doing it, but focusing on one publishing platform is going to serve you better in the long run than trying to do 50 platforms at the same time all at once, because that is overwhelming, it's stressful, and it's going to leave you burnt out. So just focus on one, okay? Let me know what questions that you have in the Facebook group about this episode, and I will see you on the next episode. If you have not left a review yet, could you do that? That would be super awesome if you left a little review on the show. I will see you in the next episode. Go create some awesome products. Bye. Aw, man, this episode's over. But that's okay. You can come hang out in the Digital Product Female Entrepreneurs Facebook group. Hang out with thousands of us making digital products, creating awesome, cool things, and selling them to the world. Come get inspired. Come hang out with us. There's thousands of us there, and we cannot wait to support you. Now, if you need some ideas on digital products that you can create and sell, go to herownmagic.com and download my freebie. It's 65 digital products you can create and sell by this weekend. It is waiting for you there. Go check it out. And you have an amazing week. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you next time. Go create your own magic.